Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. We saw in the Mishnah yesterday that there are certain things that the rabbis decreed that a person should not do too close to the time for davening, lest they come to make a mistake and get too involved in what they're doing and then forget to daven mincha. This Mishnah has a similar theme. Lo yetze hachayot b'machto. The tailor should not go out with his needles, his special needles, attached to his clothing, samach l'chashecha, close to when it starts getting dark on Friday, shema yishkach v'yetze, lest he forget to take out the needles and walk with them into Rosh Hashanah, into public property, and he's carrying them. And this is actually a connection to the first Mishnah, which spoke about the prohibition of hotzah, of taking something from one domain, one jurisdiction to another. V'lo halav lar b'kul maso. Similarly, a scribe is not allowed to go out with his quills. V'lo yifalas kalav. A person should not go through their garments. They shouldn't go through their items that they have and search their garments for lice or for fleas. Or they shouldn't read by the light of a lamp on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because we're scared that the person will come to adjust the fire itself. And that would be something that's prohibited. Maybe they'll be trying to look at something carefully and they won't be able to see it properly. And they'll turn the wick into the oil. That's called Shema Yata. And therefore, they prohibited a person to do it, period. So a person can't read by the light of a flickering candle. Be'emes Amru. In truth, they said, HaChazan Roa. The Chazan, which just means here a Torah teacher. Heichan Tinokos Korim. If you have children that are reading by the light of a candle, he's allowed to look and see where they're up to. That means to say, he can't actually learn by the candle, but he can oversee them while they learn. Now, why isn't it a problem for them? Because they're definitely not going to come to lean across and adjust the candle, because their Rebbe's there, and they know that he'll correct them if they make a mistake. Similarly, we're not concerned if he just looks, you know, just make sure they're in the right spot, that he's going to come and adjust the light. If he actually was learning, it could be a problem. Lastly, Kayotzebo, in a similar way, we also find other rabbinic institutions to keep a person from sinning. Lo yochel hazavim hazava, mipnei hergel aveir. Azav should not eat with azava. Azav and azava are two people that are tummy. It would kind of be like a woman who is a nida, a woman during her period of menstruation. The lie is that they're not allowed to eat together. They can't share the same plate. They can't eat leftovers from one another. I mean, he can't eat her leftovers, at least. Why? Because maybe they'll become too friendly and too intimate, and they may come to have intimacy, which is prohibited according to the Torah. Now here, the Mishnah says azav and azava, which in their own right are both tummy. Still, they're not allowed to eat together. How much more so when it comes to the laws of halachas of nida, when a woman's during that time period, the chazal, the rabbis, prohibited a person from doing many things to create that distance during that time period and encourage them to keep the laws of taras ha-mishpacha, of family purity. Wishing you a wonderful day and a magnificent Shabbos.